Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
Hey, hello, everybody. Brian Beebe here. Once again, Madison Talks. It's a Tuesday at 3 p.m., so that is apparently my time this week. And we are once again brought to you by Monks at the Wilderness, Monks at six different locations in Wisconsin, Sorrento's Italian Restaurant up in Wisconsin Dells, and by Madison Talks, Mitch Hank Incorporated. We have, this is about, I don't know, my 20th podcast. You can go on Mitch Madison Talks. .com and anytime 24/7 and listen to all the old ones going back to the end of last year. Or you can dig them up on my Facebook page or your Facebook page if you've saved them. We go out live on Facebook for an hour and then we're saved on Madison Talks for 24/7 forever. Today, Mike is going to help me out. I've got some cool music to play for you today.
Oh yeah, fun
and,
stuff.
And basically, today I'm going to confess my sins a little bit to, and ask you to call in. I have been the sort of person who kind of looks out for myself most of the time and doesn't worry about other people, and today I'm going to go ahead and promise myself out to you. If you call in, let me do something for you. Let's talk about anything you want to talk about. You can ask me a question, you can ask me a favor, anything you want. The number is 608-210-1667, and we're going to be here till 4 o'clock. So call in at your leisure. Let's talk about anything you want. Art, science, nature, music, if you feel like. I'm not really prepared to do much of anything else today except to talk to you and listen to some of my favorite old 60s tunes that Mike's going to play for us on our breaks. In the meantime, if it comes down to it, if I have to fill time, I might even talk about my my time spent working at the mental institution of the hospital.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I've
awesome.
Been threatening to talk about that for
finally
for you know months and months. But if I need to fill time today, I will definitely. I'm sorry. I apologize to Annie for the diet due. It's going in. I'm ready. Go ahead, call in 608-210-1667. Request a song. Ask a question. Anything you feel like. I do have the is the piano on, man? I don't hear it in here. Yeah. Ask me why I don't know your favorite song. Something like that. I mean, I would like to know. There's lots of songs that people have asked for over the years, and I wrote it down and said, yeah, that is a good one. I really should know that one. I write it down, I take it home, and it's in a stack of notes on my desk at home, lost forever.
How many requests a year do you get for Freebird?
Well, you know, my answer to that is always the same, Mike. Here's your Freebird. The next one's going to cost you. That's
good
the
stuff.
Same answer. I always give that one. But, you know, and there's always somebody in the audience that, I don't know, they want to call attention to themselves somehow. They want to be a part of the show or be the show or something. So they holler out Freebird, and it's usually to impress whoever they're with, you know, because whoever they're with is the type that would chuckle at something like that, too. But usually, up at Sorrento's where I've been playing for the last 11 years and stuff, I don't get that much. Very often, people are ignoring me most of the time anyway. You know, but when they do request something, it's usually something that they think I might know. And that works pretty good. If I don't know it, and I know any part of it, I mean, I'm willing to give it a try. I'll never forget a time I went to a really nice restaurant and bar in Longboat Key, Florida, where I played for 10 years. This was after hours in this really nice piano bar situation. I was up there with a girl, and we were listening to a friend of mine, Skip, play piano. And I happened to ask him for a song, which I've always liked, called Live for Life. And it goes like this. Live, just live for life. Many of you people who are older than I will remember that. But my date and I were the only ones in there listening to him. And suddenly a young couple comes from out of the restaurant and sits down in the little seating area around the piano. And instantly the guy says to my friend playing the piano, he says, practice at home, play something you know. See, he was actually taking my request and doing what he could with it, playing a little bit of it, which I appreciated, you know, and I tipped him accordingly. So basically, my opinion has always been, if I know any part of it, I'm not too proud to give it a go. And sometimes people just hear a little bit of it and they're satisfied. So, somebody on the phone?
Well, we had a call. Lily called.
Lily called.
Yep, she wants you to play a song. Put your head on my shoulder.
Oh! She just requested a song and that was it?
Yep.
And I do that. I'm going to do the clean lyrics to this because the filthy lyrics are this. Put your legs round my shoulders. Hold me in your arms, baby. You and I should fall in love. But just because it's Lily, I'm going to put your head on my shoulder. Hold me in your arms, baby. You and I should fall in love. I don't know why I did that filthy first version of that song, but I occasionally do that at Sorrento's if somebody asks for that song, and it usually gets that muffled laugh that I just got from Mike for that too. I'm sorry, Lily. Put your head on my shoulder. Little Anthony and the Imperials originally on that one, I think. And then Paul Anka too, I'm not sure. Put your head on my shoulders. Hold me in your arms, baby. You and I should fall in love. All right. What you do? Call up and ask for that song, and then
yeah, that was it.
And then gone, huh?
Yep.
All right. Oh, she might be the only call we get today. 210-1667. Brian Beebe, we're ready to talk about anything or nothing. If you don't call in today, I might just regale you with stories from the mental institution that I worked at as a kid. In the meantime, once again, Monk's Bar and Grill, six locations in Wisconsin. I'm going to try to name them for you. Verona, East and West Madison, two in the Dells, and one in Eclair. One in Eclair. No, it's not Eclair, it's Eau Claire. Unless you go to the Pine Cone Restaurant and get yourself one of those eclairs that I get whenever I drive by, the size of your shoe. They're this big, they're this tall, and this wide. They have to put them in a box all by themselves when you buy them. Yeah, and it takes you 2 or 3 days to eat it. But chocolate eclair. not Chocolate Eau Claire. That's up in northern Wisconsin. That's where there's another Monk's. Anyway, Sorrento's, I'm there seven nights a week. No, I'm there four nights a week. This is my, I'm going on my 11th year there. And I play 7 to 10, four nights a week. So, and you know, it's just whatever comes up. It's whoever's there. So sometimes we play Sinatra, sometimes we play AC/DC. It doesn't really matter. It's all whatever anybody wants to hear. Mike, do you have that email ready to go with some of those lies by the Knickerbockers or the Bo Brummels or one of those, one of my favorite songs from my childhood, Let Her Fly, and let's go to break for a minute.
Cool. I got Zombies and Knickerbockers. Well, and yeah. Dave Clark Five.
All of that. Play it all.
Let's rock it.
Yeah, play one anyway, and I'll do the Mitch thing.
Yes.
Mitch Hank. Throw in the head.
That's all I ever get from you. Tears, tears, I shed a million tears for you. Tears, tears, and now you're loving someone new. Someday I'm gonna be happy, but I don't know when or just now. Lies, lies, breaking my heart.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people crying. Well, it's too late to say you're sorry. How did I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her.
She's not there. So let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was something good, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Yes.
All right. Mo called in on the break and asked for a song, which I will play. Is Lily still on the phone?
Ready to rock.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello, Lily?
Yes.
Is this Lily from Georgia?
Yes.
Wow, this is a nice treat. Where did you get the courage to call in? Are you drinking this afternoon? Huh? I'm sorry about the dirty lyrics to the song that you requested earlier.
But, I'm getting feedback. Hang on, I gotta turn it down.
Oh yeah, turn the radio off or down or something. Computer.
That's okay. All right. Do you remember us talking about the Letterman?
Yes.
And the song? I found the CD and it had Traces and Memories.
Faded photographs, uh-huh. Colored now with lines and creases. Is that the one?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the one.
And what was the other one? Memories?
Memories. Uh-huh.
Memories. How does that go? Sing a little bit of it.
No, I can't do that.
Come on. Well, how do I know which one? Is it memories pressed between the pages of my mind?
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know that one. Da 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 da. Memories pressed between the pages of my mind. That's all I know of that one. But I know the other one. Hello?
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to stay on the line while I play it, or do you want me to play it while you're off the air, or what?
Faded
photographs, colored now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories and bits and pieces, traces of hope in the night, the things will work out right, traces of love, ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the rings she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago, that things will work out. Traces of love with you tonight. I'd close my eyes and say a prayer of a trace of love still there, still there. Ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, and like that. I don't really know that one all the way through either, huh?
That's all right. You did a great job. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you. Talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, this is a classic for Mo. She's over there in Pewaukee. They have a lot of money over there. So, you know, you've gotta coddle the wealthy if you can, you know. She wanted to hear this one. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could
make me be true could make me be blue and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
That's the first time I've ever done a song all the way through on this
the
show.
The very first time, huh?
Very first time that I've, on this show, because every time I can just do a little bit of something and then move on to another thought. But at that time I did the whole song all the way through. And it's one I know, so that I could have gone up another. Some others I've seen, I could have modulated up. Might never be mean, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. But I didn't. I just played it one time through all the way through. And, you know, so I was kind of out on a limb here. Hadn't announced a subject for the show today. I just wanted to see if I could get people to call in and talk to me about something or ask me about something. And if not, I was going to talk about my experiences years and years ago when I worked in the mental ward of Swedish American Hospital in Rockford, way back when. Who is on the phone this time, man?
Susan.
Susan, let's see. Who might Susan be? Hello, Susan?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, who's this?
This is Susan.
Susan who?
That's my last name, who?
Susan who?
Susan who? What do you like to do when you don't play?
Oh.
You go fishing, ice skating? Water skiing?
I fish and I ice skate, and there's a little water skiing in there, too. Not really. There's none of that. I used to fish, though. I used to like to fish. Until I realized, you know, I got into the catch and release program, and then I realized I was just herding fish for the sport of it, you know, and not eating the fish, and just herd them, get them nice and painful and bloody and throw them back.
Just hook them. Yep.
Yeah, hook them and then throw them back in. I don't know. No, I've been on the water a few times and I like sport fishing way out, 30 miles out, 7-foot seas and get very, very sick. But I do, you know, I still think back on watching a bobber when I was a kid, how much I really wanted it to be grabbed under and pull out and have a fish on it. And then my friend who actually drowned in the river was a big fisherman, and he used to go fishing 2 a.m. and put a headlight in the water and catch rainbow trout in this very clear lake. They would just jump right out of the water and land on the boat sometimes, or you'd see the end of your pole go like this and you knew a fish was on it, and by the time you could get your hand onto the reel like this, it had already leaped out of the water like
cool
30 feet and big rainbows.
Yeah.
And but I didn't like trout meat either. It was a little too rich. And there was a lot of fun up and around the Dells. There's a lot of bluegills and sunfish, you know, panfish. And if you get a nice fat bluegill like this and you catch it on an ultralight line,
yeah,
a pole, you know, the really thin pole, boy, it feels like you're fighting a whale.
Fighters, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it is fun until you get them out of the water and then say, now what do we do with it? You know, are we going to put it on this stringer and just keep it and then throw them all back? Or are you going to throw it back right now? we're not going to cook stuff and eat anything that's out of the river or, you know. I guess it's okay. People, I talk to fishermen all the time, and they say it's okay to eat stuff out of the lake and the river, but geez.
It would be much more fun to go up north walleye fishing.
Yeah,
there's maybe a good fish.
I didn't know you were still there, Susan. I thought maybe you hung up. Do you like to fish?
You just kept talking and talking and talking, and I didn't get a chance to say anything.
Well, you're on the hook now, so to speak. I never caught a walleye in my life.
Oh, they're delicious.
Oh, I know they are good. Yeah.
Northern are too, but they're too bony.
Northern, yeah.
You got to get all the bones out, and that's not good.
Yeah. Well, it was nice just filleting those. I did eat a few bluegills, and it was so easy to just, you know, fillet them and take that steak right off the side of it, you know, and throw that in a pan. But I never liked bony fish at all. So what else? Do you have a boat, or what do you?
No, I don't really like water. I will fish from the shore, but I don't really like boats.
Yep. My dad, when he was a kid, grew up on the Wisconsin River, and cane poles were the thing. When you were a little young, and he was young, you'd have a 10-foot piece of bamboo or cane, and that's all the farther out you could fish, is 10 feet off the shore, you know. But they caught a lot of fish, I guess, and he taught us to cane fish. So you stand on the bank and you troll for walleye.
I do. Yeah. Or trout or bluegills.
Yeah.
So you go dancing?
No. I work at night, honey. I work at night and I play music for dancing. I watch people dance. I have watched people dance my whole life, but I don't dance.
All you have to do is just stand in one place and wiggle.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people, I'd have to leave town to do that. If I was going to stand in one place and wiggle, I'd have to be in another town because people would watch me standing there wiggling.
You're not supposed to stand in front of eggs and do that. That would be bad.
Stand in front of where?
Eggs.
Oh, no, you don't dance on the street, do you?
No.
Okay, now let me guess who you are, Susan. Have I known you a really long time?
No.
Do I know you at all?
Well, maybe. Maybe.
I've met you at Sorrento's or?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Met many years ago when you played in the Dells.
Oh, really?
With Robin.
Huh.
So I'm very old.
You are. And you're a walleye fisherman and you like to dance, and I've got no idea.
Oh. That's okay. It can be a mystery.
All right.
I'll be the mystery woman.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go so we can get another break in here.
We've
got to sell something.
Oh, that's very good.
All right. Bye-bye, Susan. Yeah. I did my Mitch Hank thing.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com. Stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
I hate to say it, but I told you so. Don't mind my preaching to you. I said, don't trust them, baby, now you
know. Hey, Brian Beebe here. I guess I should apologize to all the fishermen that are listening to. I mean, I didn't... The comments, on a variety of subjects. I heard Bob Abella say we talk about a variety of subjects. Well, today we talked about fishing and music, and so far that's been the whole thing, and I did say that, you know, I don't fish very much anymore, but I used to fish, and I actually cleaned fish and cooked them a few times too. But there was most of the time we fished for a while and put them on the stringer. And then when we were done fishing, the fish would stop biting, or we just didn't get enough action, whatever. We were done fishing, we'd pull the stringer up out of the water, and there would be 6 panfish on there. And they kind of weren't worth keeping. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There wasn't enough to make a meal out of them. What are you going to do? Fillet them and then freeze, until you get a whole meal. No, we just took them off the stringer and threw them back. And of course, they were dead and injured by that. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing sincerely to the fishermen out there, because I just don't. I know it's fun, and I know that people are pretty serious about fishing, and
oh, yeah.
I don't want to make anybody mad. But no, I don't fish much anymore. And I used to, there's lots of great places to fish around the Dells, and I had a friend who would make me get up at 6 in the morning and go fishing. Or sometimes we'd take off at bar time and go fish at night. And always interesting, this guy was a real motivator in that department for me. And then, he was my best friend, and his wife was my wife's best friend, and finally, in 1978, he drowned in the river. So that was the end of my fishing days. I took my boys fishing a couple of times when they were little, but they didn't really catch on to the fishing thing. And one time I took them fishing in the Dells, and we failed to get licenses. And of course, the ranger was out that day, and that cost me $193 or something for fishing without a license.
Jeepers.
Yeah. So, the fishing, I guess I kind of like to go back to those places I used to fish and remember it. I remember it fondly, and it was fun when we were doing it, but I haven't done it for a long time. Anyway, I'm going to have time to talk about the mental institution, man. I want people to call in and talk. It's 608-210-1667. Talk on the air. Ask me a question. Request a song. Talk about anything you want. I'm not very good at sports or rap music or anything, but I know something about a lot of things. So let's talk. And in the meantime, I don't know where to start about this, except to say that back when Robin and I first came up to the Dells to play that first summer or two, the Dells closed down at Labor Day. It was done. It opened up Memorial Day, and I remember a lot of times over the years telling people that I lived in the Dells, and they say, do people live there? Do people live in the Dells? It seems like a place you just go to visit.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem like a place where people live, but a few people do. And at the time, this was the first or second year we had played there, and we had to find things to do in the off season. We played a little bit, and then we got other jobs, one of the jobs I got was to go to Swedish American Hospital in Rockford, and I took orderly training, which is like CNA, you know, nursing assistant, for guys. Back then it was called, you were an orderly. If you worked in a hospital and you lifted patients or pushed them in wheelchairs or whatever, you were an orderly.
Right.
And but all the time I took the orderly training, and we gave bed baths to old people who were unable to get out of bed. I learned actually to give a guy a complete bed bath with, you know, soap and water.
Sponge, yes.
And then change his sheets without getting him out of bed.
Oh, that's
yeah, it was an art. And I remember one time I did this for a guy, and this is, I only did it for a couple of weeks before I went into the psychiatric unit to do my real job. But I cleaned this guy all up, cleaned his bed. I'm just looking the room over to make sure everything's done as I'm heading out the door, and he says, Bepa.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, what? Bepa. And I realized he was saying bedpan.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, a, you know, 90, 100 years old, bedridden. And all of a sudden, I had to do the whole thing over again. I get the bedpan on him, and then the sheets were a mess. And anyway, that was the kind of training we got. Nurses and CNAs do that sort of thing all day long, every day, and are happy to do it. Boy, I volunteer a couple days a week at the hospital up in Baraboo right now, and the nurses are just... Genuinely, they're cut from a different cloth. They're unusually loving, industrious people. Even the ones who work behind the desks and stuff are just—they're different. They're amazing people, the nurses. But anyway, all this time that I was taking the nurses, the orderly training, it was a couple of weeks, 3 weeks long class, and then on the floor stuff. We kept seeing. There's the fourth floor of a Swedish American Hospital in Rockford was cut in two, four east and four west, and four east was the mental part of it, and had the doors painted over. The windows to the doors to that section were painted over.
Right.
So as we learned to do bed baths and everything we had to do on. We were on 4 West, and everybody looked at the windows to 4 East, painted over, wondering what was going on.
Ominous, yeah.
Because you thought of things like, yeah, ominous is a good word. You know, what are they doing over there? It's the mental part. That the elevator in the lobby of the hospital wasn't allowed to stop on 4 East unless it was arranged by somebody, you know, at the... So, I mean, it wasn't... Even the elevator wouldn't stop there. But anyway, I knew I was going in there. I knew that my training was to be used as a psychiatric technician in the psychiatric unit of the hospital. And when I got up there finally, first or second day on the job, I sat in on a group therapy session. This is my introduction basically to the psychiatric unit. It looks like a hospital unit in every way, except it had a few more like a cafeteria meeting rooms and stuff. But I sat in on a group therapy session, and this one guy was kind of conducting the meeting, you know. Now, what did you think about what Audrey said, Dorothy? You know, and then drawing this one out of that. And do you have any comments at all, Ed, about what Tom had was just saying? You know, he's directing the meeting. And I found out afterwards that this guy, who seemed to be an employee directing the meeting, had murdered all of his farm animals with a 2x4.
Whoa.
So, I mean, he seemed very, very normal.
Yeah.
As these people kind of did. As a rule, they seemed kind of normal. And and this wasn't as bad as it seemed, because the ones who were really dangerously upset, dangerously, were shipped off.
Padded rooms.
They went off to the state hospital. They didn't stay with us very long. We did have padded rooms, and we used them. And we didn't know when they were brought to us without us knowing if they were real dangerous or not. We had to evaluate, and then they'd be taken somewhere else if they were beyond our scope, you know?
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I kind of feel bad telling you about all this now, because I don't have anything to hold back anymore. I've always held back the stories about this. My experiences there as kind of a teaser.
We're all starting to wonder if it was real.
Yeah. And sadly enough, there were people that I knew that came in occasionally. And back in the early 70s, quite often they would be somebody come in on a bad trip, for example.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And brought in. And their rubber room was their home for a night until something wore off. But then I remember this one particularly not strange girl who somehow came in on a bad trip, and she wasn't, and her family was a nice family, and they were, you know, I went to school with her, and it was kind of a shame, because after she came down, they kept her for, I don't know, some couple of weeks maybe.
Wow.
And delved into all these family issues. Why did she take this drug? Mm-hmm. What was she doing? What was she trying to destroy herself? And so I didn't always agree with what they put people through, but I mean, what did I know? I was a 19-year-old kid. And but we're gonna take another little break, but when I get back, I'm gonna tell you about shock treatments.
Oh.
I mean, I was involved, so. Let's play a song and then do our last break. And
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Lies, lies, you're telling me that you'll be true. Lies, lies. all I ever get from you. Someone new.
Someday I'm gonna be laughing, but I don't know when to stop.
Lies,
lies,
breaking my heart.
You think that
you're such a smart girl, and I'll believe what you say. But who do you think you are, girl, to leave me on this way?
The Knickerbockers, everybody thought they were the Beatles. They had to be the Beatles. They sounded just like the Beatles. And then the Guess Who came out, Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman, the Guess Who. And they all thought, well, who the heck would name themselves the Guess Who? And they sounded like the Beatles. They sounded like the Beatles at first. And Shaken All Over was a... Burton Cummings, man, shaking all over. Who's on the phone?
Stevie Ray Nelson.
Hey, Stevie Ray Nelson.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
I'm suffering. I was in the middle of my. I'll save my mental hospital story for another time. I'd rather talk to you, man. Had a good time playing in the Dells with you last weekend.
We had a good weekend, didn't we? Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday. Saturday was a marathon.
Saturday
it was a 5-hour medley, as I like to call it.
Yeah. You know, I should have known when they hired us for 5 to 8, and knowing who the people were, that that they would just be getting going at 8 p.m. You know,
yeah.
And of course, quarter to eight, I said, you want to find out if they want to keep going? Because, I mean, there was no way they were going to let us go.
No.
So, they came back, would you play another hour? And then quarter to nine, somebody comes back up to the stage. Hey, can you play another hour? See, and
that's not how they said it, though. Describe it how you did at Sorrento's when you told the story about it. They came up there, hey, play another hour.
And I said,
if you can spell hour,
yeah,
we'll play another.
Yeah, I know. Is that okay? Can you guys, hey, Brian,
will you guys,
can you play another hour?
That's how it went.
Can you play another hour? You know, and the trouble is, and you know, because you have, you used to drink. But I drank for the 5 to 8 period. You know, I was pacing myself for 5 to 8. And then we were going to go over to Sorrento's afterwards and play for the people that were over there waiting for us, right? Well,
oh, yeah.
And then I wasn't ready. I maybe had more than I should have to play another hour for that crowd. And then I continued to have another drink or two. And then they asked for that fifth hour, and I was just unable to continue after about half hour, 40 minutes. Are you there?
Yeah. I am here, yeah. We're just leaving Baraboo. I'm heading back to Tolma now.
Oh, I think they were quite happy with what we played, but it was kind of a blur.
It's always fun.
It was a blur after 8:15 or so.
Yeah, it was a good time, though. It always is, you know, Stevie and the Bee.
Yeah.
That movie, by the way, little note here, it kind of named us after Freaky and the Bean, the Alan Arkin movie, right? That was the idea that you had in mind, is that correct?
No.
This is. I thought that was the story that you told about it. Well, anyway, that was...
Freaky and the Bean, yeah, maybe. It sounds like it has the same rhythm as Stevie and the Bean, but actually I just wanted you to be the front guy instead of me. So if there were problems or people wanted to come up to the stage and complain about anything, I could say, it's really Stevie's act. I'm just
well,
the,
yeah,
I'm
it's
just
like that. It's like that poster I have in my office at home. I didn't say it was your fault. I said I was going to blame you.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
And some of the most, my favorite people in my life have called me B. not too many, just a couple, as mm-hmm. kind of a familiar, a friendly way, not just BB or Brian or anything. It was just B. And so I said, okay, I'll be the B. That's cuter than Stevie and Brian. What were some of the other names we came up with, we were thinking about?
Shocked and appalled.
Frickin' Fresh.
I don't remember all of them. There were some.
Laurel and Hardy was one. Oh, that was taken. That was something. That was two other.
Yeah, there was a few. We tried using the Beatles, but there's still that copyright
Martini
thing.
Martini and Rossi. Well, you know what? The Beatles. Somebody said to me, "Well, you could call yourself the Beatles. They're not using that name anymore." You know what I mean? Those guys are broken up.
I said that to someone a few years back.
Let's call ourselves the Beatles, you know, because they're
not using
that.
Yeah, we're not using the name, you know. Why not?
Yeah. And
who do you think you are? Well, I don't know. Who do you think
we are? Who do you think you are, girl, to lead me on this way? Hey! What song is that?
It was from Lies.
Yeah, I don't know if you could. I don't know if you could hear.
Yeah, I liked the Linda Ronstadt remake with Tell Him.
What?
On the Get Closer album, Linda Ronstadt redid Lies and then went into Tell Him. Tell Him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell Him that.
And she did Lies by the Knickerbockers. What album was that?
Yeah, Lies and Tell Him.
Tell
Him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell Him that you're always gonna love him. It was a cool medley at a band that I was performing with in the early 80s.
What was the name of the album?
Get Closer.
Get Closer. I'm actually gonna write that down and put it on my stack of notes at home.
If I'm not mistaken, Peter Asher produced that album, so you know anything having to do with him would be all good. Yep. Great. So I didn't hear a bad cut on that entire album. I think you'll enjoy it.
Get Closer. I'm gonna dig that one up, man. I like Linda Ronstadt. I like everything she did with her covers. She chose her covers well, and then she did a great job. Made them new again, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. I especially enjoyed the stage presence.
When I find a new man that I want for mine. Boy, you had that solo down the other night, man. Always breaks my heart in two. Happens every time. See if you can name all the ones she did. She did Just One Look. Did she do that? That's all it took.
She did a lot of cover tunes. She did a lot of cover tunes and just turned them into her songs, and you'd never know that they were originally done by someone else.
Blue Bayou.
That's how I heard it.
And
then,
did you ever do You're No Good, You're No Good, You're No Good.
Oh, absolutely.
Baby, you're
no
good.
Yeah.
Oh, say it again, you're so good. You're no good. I love that one. What, do you do the solo in that one? I'll learn that song if you can play the solo.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Used to. I mean, the band I was with years ago, Bittersweet.
She had a great guitar player.
Western Wisconsin.
She had a great guitar player in her band, man.
Yeah.
I remember before she was famous, I came up to a concert in Madison, someplace on campus, I think the Field House. And she played. And Rotary Connection was one of the groups. And do you remember a group, you're too young, you're younger than me, called It's a Beautiful Day?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And they had a song that was called It's a Beautiful Day. Do you know, their hit was the same as their name as their band. And it was a flute thing, It's a Beautiful Day. And they were a part of it. And I think there might have been an Eagles band there, Eagles.
Yeah, when I was working at WRJC, that was my first radio gig. We had quite a few It's a Beautiful Day 45s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day when there were 45s.
Was the Eagles
familiarized with the band. I thought they sounded good.
Stevie,
I hadn't heard of them before.
Moved on from It's a Beautiful Day. My question now is, were the Eagles part of Linda Ronstadt's backup band when she started?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike knows that. Mike knows the
answer. Yeah, there was a documentary about the Beatles, Rock Legends. It was on Access TV.
Beatles?
Not the
Beatles.
Eagles.
Yeah. The Eagles were parts of her backup band. Some of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And then when they expressed the desire to want to break away and become a band on their own, Linda was very instrumental in saying, yes, go do it. Go do it. You'll be great.
Hey, what?
Rather than, you know, you're under contract with me. She could have easily said something like that. And a lot of artists do that, too. You know, you're my band, and that's it, you know.
What key is that? What's that pretty song that Timothy B. Schmidt sings that we like?
I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why. What key is that, man?
I think it's A minor.
I can't tell you why.
Yeah, I think it's A minor. I'm standing in a driveway in Baraboo, so I can't really. I don't have access to an instrument right now. I'll just be able to tell you. You have a piano.
Yeah, I do. But I was looking for the easy way out, man. I was looking for you to just tell me so I didn't have to sound it out. Are you in the drive-in? We lost him. All right, I want to thank all the people that called in today. Look for us again, maybe a different day and different time next week. Who knows? I'll keep you posted. It's Brian Beebe for Monk's Bar and Grill, Sorrento's at the Wilderness, and MadisonTalks.com. Stick around for 5 o'clock tonight. Mitch Henk will have another of his interesting shows. So we're out of here. See you next time.